Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Reed Anfinson. Reed is the owner and publisher of the Swift County Monitor News in Benson and the Grant County Herald in Elbow Lake, and is a partner in a plant that prints 36 community newspapers in rural Minnesota and South Dakota, and also serves on the board of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show today.
I'm glad to be here.
So last week we started our conversation about the new governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, being from outstate Minnesota. The first time that's happened since Governor Rudy Perpich back in the 80s. And so I was curious to know, what is going to be happening, do you think, with the big, you know, sort of 800-pound gorilla in the room, transportation?
Transportation's big, and how we move the products we produce out here into the metropolitan area and how we bring people out here to a certain degree for tourism. That's not huge in our economic package. But transportation's always big. But I think workforce housing is big. Where do we have housing that's attractive to the people who are coming to our community to work? And we know we have a problem with that in all of rural Minnesota. That's one thing the center has been studying is workforce housing availability. So we'll be working on that as well. We also have a huge issue. For years, for decades, the emphasis on economic development has been on job creation. Build it and they'll come. We know that's not true anymore. You can have all kinds of jobs available, and we can't get people to move to rural Minnesota. It's about people creation today. It's a whole new paradigm. How do we create population in rural Minnesota? Swift County, for example, its population today is lower than it was in 1900. And it's continuing to go down. We have a big manufacturing plant here in the community, Case New Holland, that employs about 350 to 400 people. An awful lot of baby boomers work there. Who's going to replace those baby boomers so we can keep that company here in rural Minnesota? And that's not just Benson, Minnesota that faces that challenge. It's every small town that has a manufacturer in it or any kind of business that needs employees.
Sure, and one thing that's been going hand in hand with that is the lack of child care resources out there for people who do move to these rural communities.
Absolutely, and Benson has done something extraordinarily innovative in that through a collaboration with our local businesses, some of our major local businesses, our hospital, our city, our county, we now have daycare in our school that goes from 6 weeks to sixth grade, basically. Starting at 6 weeks, there's no waiting list for infant daycare. We have people driving up to 50 miles one way to Benson to place an infant in daycare. That daycare will go year-round. It starts early in the morning so that people who are going to work at an early morning job can drop their child off, and it goes till after, I think, 6 or so that people who work can pick their kids up after they get done with work. They're not having to worry about that. And then we also passed a levy referendum that's going to add 8 classrooms onto our elementary school where we are going to concentrate our discovery kids and in child daycare.
Thank you, Reed. My guest has been Reed Anfinson, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.